Today's daf, we're falling into a pach. It's the last daf of Yuma. What are we going to do? We're going to have to get back to it very soon. We're holding on daf pei chet, but we have to make up a little bit on daf pei zayin, amud beis, so we're still good as gold. And the last thing we learned was to yufta the shmuel, to yufta. We had a machlokas yesterday, remember, about whether Tfilat Ni'ilah is actually a Tfilat Amidah, which Art Scroll insists on calling a Shmona Esrei, unbelievably. Shmona Esrei for Yom HaKippurim. Really amazing. But anyway, so is it an actual Amidah, or is it just a Vidui? So we proved yesterday that it's an actual Amidah, not like Shmuel, and that was the lesson that we had learned. So, Ula Barav Nachit Kameda Rava. And we say Nachit means you go down. Remember that they used to, because of the Pasuk, Mi Ma'amakim Karaticha, so you used to go down into like a depression to say the tefillas instead of going up. So the Shliach Tzibur was Nachis. He went down in front of Rava to say over Ni'ilah. So he started Ni'ilah with the regular beginning of all of the Amidot on Yom Kippur. So he started off with Hatava Chartanu, which means that he was actually saying what it was that we paskened, like Rav, that it's a real Amidah. But he ended with the way that Shmuel wanted him to end, because he ended with the Ma'anu, Mochayenu, in other words, that before closing, with the regular closing on Yom HaKippurim, he said exactly what Shmuel wanted him to say, which is basically what we say, Atanoten Yad LePorshim, and so on. And he ended with the Vidoy, Ma'anu Machayenu, Veshapche. And Rava said, that's beautiful, because that way you were Mekayim Boshitas. Ravuna Beredevim, Nesan Amar, a Yochid does not do that, though. Yochid, he says all of the Viduyim Ma'anu Machayenu, that he would say after his actual Amidah. So this is what we do. And this is exactly like this Gemara. Omarab. Tfilat Ni'ilah poteret et shel arvit. So if you said a Ni'ilah, then you do not have to pray Ma'ariv at all. Whoa, that's an amazing thing. Now why is that? That's because the question is, what is Ni'ilah about? And there's a machlokas about why we call Ni'ilah Ni'ilah Bichlal. So if you hold, like the Shita in the Yerushalmi of Rabbi Yochanan, that Ni'ilah is called Ni'ilah because of Ni'ilat Sha'arei Ha'azara. So we would close up the Heichal and the Azara. When did we do that? After the last thing that we did at night, which was the Hadlakas HaMenorah. But the Hadlakas HaMenorah was done before Shkia. And that would mean that you have to finish Ni'ilah before Shkia, according to Rabbi Yochanan. So if that's the way we do it. So if that would be the case, obviously Ne'ilah cannot be a ptur for Arvit, because Ne'ilah is a tefillah during the day, and Arvit is a tefillah during the night. So therefore, there'd be no way you could do this. But Rav holds that actually, because of the fact that Ne'ilah is called Ne'ilat Sha'arei Shamayim, so therefore, this is a Shita Nirushalmi. So therefore, Ni'ilat Sha'arei Shamayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't close the gates until after everybody finished their tefillah. So that can go on longer. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you'd have to say Ni'ilah in the daytime. But according to Rav, you would begin Ni'ilah during the daytime, but you would finish the Ni'ilah after Shkia. So since you finish it after Shkia, it could take the place of the Tfilas Amida of Arvit. Therefore, says Rav, that it actually potters Shel Arvit. And this would be actually a consistent with Rav Lashitato. Because since Rav said that Ni'ilah is a Tzulota Yeterale, it's another, like we said yesterday, it's a full Amida. So Kivan Tzolile, and since he did it at night, so Tulot Tzarech, he doesn't require another Amida at night. That's the point. Ask the Gemara, but the whole thing doesn't make any sense. What do you mean Rav says you potter your Chiev of Ma'ariv? Rav doesn't hold that there is a Chiev of Ma'ariv, so how could you potter it? Rav is one of those who holds that halacha k'divrei Omer tefillat arvit rishus, that there never was a takona of Arvit. It's just that if somebody wants to say Ma'ariv, he can. So, I mean, it's all very nice that the person would like to say Ma'ariv, but you can't say that it's a chiyuv. And even nowadays, where people are mekabel it already on themselves as a chiyuv, which is lately the way we paskin. But nonetheless, you don't use a lashon of poter if there is no chiyuv, do you? So how does he use the lashon? No, Rav was saying, even if you hold that Ma'ariv is a chiyuv, you should know that Ne'ilah, because of the fact that it's at night and it's a full Amidah, it would pater Ma'ariv. That's basically what he's bringing out. His two basic points about Ne'ilah, the what and the when. Meitve. Problem is that it doesn't say like that. In the Braita, it says that you need to have a separate Ne'ilah and a separate Arvit. Here's what it said, Legabe Vidui, if you recall, or Yom HaKippurim, the night of Yom Kippur, you have to be mitpalel sheva umitvadeh. Shacharit sheva umitvadeh. Musaf sheva umitvadeh. Ne'ilah sheva umitvadeh. Arvit, you can get away with sheva, not the full Shmoneh Esrei. So you daven sheva me'ein Shmoneh Esrei, which would mean that you would say the Shalosh Rishonot, the Shalosh Achronot, and then you would say the Bracha of Havinenu, and that would include all of the middle brachas. Fine. So that's what's done when somebody is in a tight spot and so on. So there's two possible reasons for this. Either because Mitzvah Yom Kippur is a tight spot, because people are very hungry and it's difficult to concentrate on the tefillah and you've been there all day and so on. So, okay, so fine. We'll view this as being a tight spot, like you're on the road and you can't stop. Fine. The other beautiful approach, it's a really nice approach of the Rashbam, is that, look, Lemaisa, you are still engaged in the mitzvahs of Yom HaKippurim, right? So you're there, you're still fasting, you're still part of the whole spirit of Yom Kippur. And Lemaisa, since on Yom Kippur, it's a zman of a chiyav of only sheva, because all of the amidas of Yom Kippur are only sheva. So Memela, because of the fact that Lemaisa is not Yom Kippur, because it's after the time of the sunset and completely, and it's Sesa Kochavim. So because of that, you wouldn't say Sheva of the Amid of Yom Kippur, you say Mi'en Shmoneh Esrei. Fine, excellent, beautiful pshat. But Halakha Lemaisa, it doesn't work, because Rabbi Hanina ben Gamliel points out, Mishum Avotav, you cannot get away with davening Avinenu. You have to say the entire Shmoneh Esrei Brachot on Matzoi Yom Kippur for Arvit. Why? That's because Mipnei Shetzorich Lomar Havdalah B'Chonein Adat. Since it's by definition a time in which you're being mavdo between Kodesh V'Chol, and in order to do that, you have to make the bracha, special bracha of Havinenu. So therefore, you cannot place Havinenu. There was no actual addition in Havinenu to say the additional Atachon Antano is what I meant. There's no place to say Atachon Antano. So Tosis says, look, even in the fact that the Gemara and Brachas asks, so why not expand Avinenu to include it? That isn't even germane to our discussion over here. Because over there we were talking about with the Shita that we say Avinenu all year round. So there was a question, okay, so if there's a takona for Avinenu, you should have a particular time of what happens here. But now we're not going with that. We're saying that this is like an emergency, okay? So if that's the case, and we're not going to ask, so therefore, Dafka, because of this one time that it happens to be in Mitzvah Yom Kippur, that we should change the gears of the Birchas Avinenu, to result, the Gemara doesn't feel that it's worth discussing. Okay, but in any event, we do see that there definitely is a chiyuv of saying Tfilat Arvit. Whether you can be Yotzi with Havinenu or not is another issue. But Rav says that if you're going to daven Ne'ilah, you don't need to be Lat Arvit. So how does he explain that? Answers the Gemara. Rav understands this to be one Shita of a Machlokas Tanoim, and he was going according to the other Shita. He holds that it's Tanoi, the Tanya. Kol Chayavei Tfilot. So here the question is, what happens if somebody has to go to the mikveh on Yom Kippur? Why would he have to go to the mikveh? So, bepashtas, he would have to go to the mikveh. There's two possibilities. Either because tefillah bizmana mitzvah, so that if a person is able to become tahor, so then there's a chiyuv to become tahor, even if you don't need to be tahor. But the other possibility is that you would go to the mikveh because of the need to be tor when you daven. Fine. So, but there's no general rule that tefillah bizman mitzvah. Okay, so if that's the case, it's going to depend, assuming right now, as we are, that there's no issue of tefillah bizman mitzvah. So the question is, do you still have to daven or not? So it says in the Braita, kol chayavei tefillah tovlim kedarkan biyom ha-kippurim. Since, remember, that all of the inyanim of the inuyim are only there if you are going to violate them in order to have ta'anuk. But as we said before, if you have to walk through water in order to get to the other side of a river to be able to go hear a shir, or even to be metaya lirot in the chasav, we said that that's okay. Why is it okay? You're washing on Yom Kippur. Because what you're doing is not for ta'anug, it's just part of your normal halicha. The same thing is true over here of going to the mikveh. So therefore, if it's a nida or yoledet who always go to the mikveh at night, so they would go to the mikveh on the night, meaning the evening of Yom Kippur, because that's the normal time at the end of the 7 days. At night they go to the mikveh. Other people go during the day. Balkeri tovel v'olech ad ha-mincha. Suppose someone was roya keri on Yom Kippur, so then he would go to the mikveh as long as he still needs to daven. So if he hasn't davened mincha yet, so then he could go to the mikveh because of takonas Ezra, that Ezra made a takona, balkeri should not daven, so he has to daven. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says, no, even after mincha, he should go to the mikveh. Now, we're understanding at this point that the issue is that he has to go to the mikveh because he still has to daven ne'ilah. So what's the difference if he already said mincha? So apparently this would gufa be the question that we were talking about. If, according to Rabbi Yossi, ne'ilah has to be said during the daytime, so I can't wait to go to the mikveh at night. I need to go to the mikveh before saying ne'ilah. Masha Inkein, the Rabbon and Rav understands, are saying, if you already daven mincha, what's the point of going to the mikveh? After all, the tefillah is finished, so wait till the nighttime. Go to the mikveh at the nighttime. Then say ne'ilah. Oh, that's exactly like Rav Shita. And if that's the case, then it's a tefillah's erev. If it's a tefillah's laila, then you don't need to say two tefillahs in the laila. So you would say already with the tefillah's ne'ilah. Wait a minute, says the Braita. Raminu, it says exactly the opposite in the Shitas in this Braisa. It says, Azov, Azov, Amitzora, Mitzorat, Bo, Nida, Tomei, Mate. They could go to the mikveh as usual because it's not Derech Tainuk. When do they go? So a Nida and a Yoledet, they go at night, the night of Yom Kippur, like they always do. And a Balkeri is Tova V'Holech Kola Yom Kulo. Now here, the Rabbonin are the ones who say, the Balkeri should go to the mikveh at any point in the day that he was roeh keri. Rabbi Yossi Omer, mina mincha v'lamala, ena yochel litvol. No, once he daven mincha, then he doesn't go to the mikveh anymore. This is an exact reversal. Mela, the Rabbonin, you could say, are not the same Rabbonin. I mean, it doesn't say who they are, but it's definitely a complete reversal in Rabbi Yossi. Over here, Rabbi Yossi is saying you can't go after mincha. And in the first Braisa, we said, Rabbi Yossi said, no, you can go all day long. Yeah, that's not a problem. Here it's talking about, in Rabbi Yossi, that you already said ne'ilah. So when he says ara mincha, he means basically after saying the last tefillahs of the day, which are mincha v'ni'ilah. Now, I know this sounds crazy, but there's a very important reason why it's put this way. Because what Rabbi Yossi is trying to say in this version, as we'll see, is that there is no other reason to go to the mikveh other than to daven. Whereas the Rabbanan are saying, I don't care if you already daven, there's still a reason to go to the mikveh, which is a completely different approach than the one we took earlier. So here, the Rabbanan hold that tefillah bizmana mitzvah, as soon as you can become tahor, so that's your mitzvah. So Balkeri, it says that it should be toval, and then it's tomei ad ha-erev, fine, so then be toval, right? By the way, it may sound awfully crazy, and it used to drive me nuts. Like, what does this mean? Somebody's roya keri in the middle of Yom Kippur. I mean, it's a pretty strange kind of situation, no? I mean, you would think. But a couple of years ago, A kid comes over to me on Yom Kippur devastated. He had fallen asleep for exactly 1 minute in the middle of his davening. And he says, I had a wet dream in the middle of my davening. He was sure he was dead for the year. So I told him over the end of the Gemara. The end of the Gemara is that Dafka could be a very good siman for him. Okay, fine, which we'll see later on. But in any event, so apparently it's not such a crazy thing like the Kohen Gadol. Look how crazy we are about the Kohen Gadol. Don't let him fall asleep for 1 second. So apparently Yom Kippur must be some kind of special inyan, as we've seen throughout the entire Masechet. Okay? So then this Machlokas is totally different than the first Machlokas. The first Machlokas is a question of everybody assuming. It's still a contradiction, obviously, in Reb Yossi. But the first Machlokas was everyone was assuming, the Rabbonin and Reb Yossi. They were both assuming that Tefillah Bizmana is not a mitzvah. So the only question is whether you're going to still be davening Ne'ilah during the daytime, and therefore if you daven Mincha, should you still go to the mikveh for Ne'ilah? And the Rabbanan hold, you'll daven Ne'ilah at night, and then you'll have time to go to the mikveh at night. Why do you have to go on Yom Kippur? Whereas here the question is, and that's why he says it in this funny way, if you already davened, says Reb Yossi, so then there's no reason to go to the mikveh. That's why he says it this way. In order to bring out that the Rabbanan, you hold that there's some reason to go to the mikveh stam, because you're supposed to be Torah, that's called Tefillah Bizmana Mitzvah. I don't know Tefillah Bizmana Mitzvah. So therefore, if you don't need to daven, it's not a problem. So according to the Rabbanan, Ida Atzle, Ida Tzal, if you already prayed, so why did the Rabbanan say you should go to the mikveh on Yom Kippur? No, that's as we've been saying, Kasavi Rabbanan, Tefillah Bizmana Mitzvah. So now we have a completely new approach, which means there's two totally different machlokas in these two brises, and it's not the same Rabbanan and so on. Hold on a second, wait. So now you're saying that according to Reb Yossi, in order to maintain this consistency, you're saying that Reb Yossi holds Tefillah Bizmana is not a mitzvah. And the reason that he said in the first Braita that you should go to the mikveh after Mincha is because you still needed to daven Ne'ilah. And the reason that he says in the second Braita don't go to the mikveh is because you already daven Ne'ilah. And therefore he's just coming to bring out that there would be no other purpose of going to the mikveh other than to need to be Torah for Tefillah. The problem is that now you're saying that Reb Yossi holds Tefillah Bizmana is not a mitzvah. But it says Beferish not like that in a Braita. So no matter what we do over here, we're in trouble with Reb Yossi because he keeps contradicting himself in one fashion or another. Take a look at this Braita, Vatanya. Haresh Hayah Shem Katuva Besoro. Somebody had the Shem Hashem written on his skin. Haresh Lo Yirchatz Velo Yasuch. He has to be careful not to wash that area, not to put oil on that area in order not to be over on the Isser of Mechikas Hashem, of Lo Tasun Kein La Hashem Elokecha. And what's more, he has to be careful, Lo Yamod Bimkom HaTinofet, he shouldn't stand in a place that's filthy, and if he had to go to the mikveh, so then he has to cover the shame, albeit, of course, lightly, because he has to allow water to get in, it can't be a chatzitza, but he can put on something loose-fitting, like a piece of gemi, you know, like a little bit of grass, reeds, and that way at least it will protect that area from a immediate flow of water, but the water will be able to get in. So that's, you know, it's the same way you could really go to the mikveh in your swimming suit and so on. The same thing is true over here. So he's korech halav gemi, v'yored v'tovel, and that way he goes to the mikveh and there's no problem. Now take a look at this. Reb Yossi says, no, he should not run around looking for gemi. He should go straight down in the mikveh the way he always does. Yored v'tovel kedarko. As long as he doesn't actually rub the Shem Hashem the way he would normally in order to make sure that he doesn't have a chatzitza, he should be very gentle. And that way, it is better because, as we explained there, Kaimelon, we explained that the machlokas between Reb Yossi about whether it's kedai to go to the mikveh normally or whether it's kedai to bikorech alav gemi revolves around the question of whether Tefillah Bizmana mitzvah. And that since Reb Yossi holds, dig this, in this braita, Tefillah Bizmana is a mitzvah, and that's exactly the problem, since he holds it is a mitzvah, if we're going to tell the guy not to go to the mikveh until he finds gemi, I mean, he may not be able to get to the mikveh today, and he'll just put it off, but then he won't be mekayim the mitzvah of tula bizmana. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi says it's better, as long as he doesn't do an actual act to erase the Shem Hashem, it's better that he should go to the mikveh normally. Make up your mind. Here, Rabbi Yossi says there's no need to go to the mikveh on Yom Kippur because tula bizmana is not a mitzvah. And there he says there's no need to put on gemi because tula bizmana is a mitzvah. What? No, you don't understand. Rabbi Yossi, remember, there were two Rabbi Yossis, right? There was Rabbi Yossi ben Yehuda, and there was Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta. That we know that the Braisa that was talking about a Balkari on Yom Kippur was Rabbi Yossi ben Yehuda. The Tanya, Rabbi Yossi ben Yehuda, Omer, Daya L'Tfilat Bachron. Remember, we had the Machlokas in Masechet Nida about how many times a woman who was misupeket, right, she comes to Bezden, she had given birth, and now she's being roya dam 1 week at a time, 1 week tome, 1 week tar. Anyway, according to the Beit Shammai, she has to go to the mikveh 95 times. Why? Because yial tefillah bizman mitzvah, and therefore every single suffix that maybe now is the time to go to the mikveh, which turns out to be the mixture of the yoledas, zivas, and nida at night and in the morning, and it turns out to be 95 tefillahs until she's out of all of her sfeikot. Over there, it was Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda says, what do you need all these tefillahs for? Anyway, she's not going to be tohara because of these tefillahs, because she's always misupeket. So instead of going to the mikveh, every single time that she could theoretically go to the mikveh, even though it won't help her, wait until she's definitely tohara to the end of all of these fakas, and at the end, she'll go one time to the mikveh. This is nutty. What's she going 95 times to the mikveh for? But, of course, that machlokas was the machlokas about whether tefillah bizmana mitzvah. So over there, if you all tefillah bizmana mitzvah, so then erchinami, she would need to go 95 times. But it's Rabbi Yossi ben Yehuda, who is the one that is the famous shita who holds daya tefillah shitei bachrona. So therefore, that's undoubtedly the Rabbi Yossi here about Yom Kippur, who says there's no need to go to the mikveh unless you need to daven. Fine. Masha'in kein. The other Rabbi Yossi who says, don't run around looking for gemi if you have a Shem Hashem written on you, because it's a mitzvah, and you may end up putting off your tefillah, that is Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta. Tana Rabbana. Haro'eh keri b'yom ha-kippurim, yored v'tovel, so you should go right away to the mikveh. But in the nighttime, la'erev yeshav shef, in the nighttime, he should wash himself off to make sure that there's no chatzitza on him. That's crazy. What are you talking about? He already went to the mikveh. I love it. He's doing a removal of the chatzitza after he gets out of the mikveh. That's brilliant. I mean, what's he being mishafshif for now? La erev, ma'ida hava have. Things normally go in one direction in time around here. If it happened already, it happened. I mean, either he had a chatzitza, it's too late now to do anything about it, isn't it? No. We didn't mean that night. We mean the night before Yom Kippur, meaning right before Yom Kippur, you should make sure that you are clean. So if you go to the mikveh, wash off, because what if you're Roya Keri and you have to go to the mikveh? And then you won't be able to go to the mikveh because you're not gonna be able to see if you have a chatzitza, you can't get into a hot bath, and so on and so forth. So therefore, take a nice hot shower before Yom Kippur. Make sure that you're mishafshef, that there is no problem of chatzitza.